Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is Azure Friday, and we're talking with Lori Waller about compliance and what that means. I know what compliance means in my own data center, but when it gets into the cloud, it gets very confusing, and there's a lot of acronyms. Can you help me out here?
I'll do my best.
So what is that? What compliance? What are the things I need to think about when it comes to being compliant with the way I treat data in the cloud?
Scott, one of the biggest challenges our customers face is understanding how Azure can support their requirements. Mm-hmm. To be secure, to operate an environment that meets regulatory and industry good practices. In working with Azure, we've identified a set of not only best practices based on years of Microsoft living through some of the challenges of security, mm-hmm. but also adhering to globally recognized standards and regulations. Mm-hmm. Essentially, a customer can look to Azure as a means to fulfill obligations for any element where they're consuming a service in Azure. We have customers who are required, as a result of their vertical, say healthcare, for example,
sure.
to ensure privacy and protection of data that they store in the Azure environment, or for any services that are running in Azure that might have a customer-facing interface for their own end customer. Mm-hmm. In working with Azure, it's possible through our Trust Center to identify the elements that Microsoft fulfills in those obligations. We break it down into a set of resources to help customers understand where they can take an entire dependency mm-hmm. and then design their particular infrastructure or solution to know the areas they're responsible for and the areas they can rely on Azure.
Right, there's a spectrum, isn't there, about what Azure handles for you.
Yes.
And then when you're entirely on your own and you have to meet all of those obligations to
yes.
consider yourself compliant.
Yes, that's correct. And when a customer looks at their service or their system, the way they use Azure is just one filter. Generally, a service or a system is certified based on all of the different components and how data is processed, stored, transferred, transmitted. In addition, you may use Azure for only parts of that scenario, mm-hmm. in which case you might take a full dependency on Azure just for that part of the scenario, mm-hmm. or you may share that dependency. For example, you could choose to process only certain types of services and applications on Azure and store only certain types of data in the Azure environment. By designing your solution and your service to maximize the coverage Azure already achieves, it significantly reduces the overhead of being secure and compliant. Mm-hmm.
Who decides that Azure is compliant? Does a bunch of suits come in and like explore the area and say this looks compliant? I mean, I know there's a lot of rules about this, especially with when we get into three-letter acronyms of compliance.
Yes. So first and foremost, Azure leadership decides what certifications and compliance programs we commit to on behalf of the company.
Right.
We then subject ourselves to review by third parties. We're very transparent about the certifications and the audits we perform. Mm-hmm. The engineering teams work during the design phase to ensure that new services or new capabilities meet the expected standards. Some of those include ISO, the International Standards Organization. Azure works with BSI to perform the audits to ensure that we're meeting the ISO standards for 27001 and 2. Mm-hmm. And then with the expected release of 27018, ensuring that we're including that within our standards for ISO coverage.
And those numbers represent what? Collections of rules of best practices and how to treat a data center?
Yes, the 2700 series in particular is all around security, information mm-hmm. security, and an information security management service and system. The other standards we adhere to include SOC. SOC is an audit type that's recognized internationally, and there are multiple types of SOC audits. Mm-hmm. And the SOC audit is very deep and very detailed, and it's performed by a third-party auditor. In our case, we use Microsoft's financial auditor, which is Deloitte & Touche. Hmm. Deloitte & Touche comes in, and they look at hundreds of controls across the entire spectrum of our infrastructure operations and the services delivery to customers. The interesting dependency on SOC is that most enterprise customers have an obligation to their end customers or as part of being a publicly traded company mm-hmm. to release those audit reports. In instances where they're consuming a service from Azure, the SOC audit serves as the attestation that they can turn to provide to their third-party auditors or their end customers.
So
it's an inheritance.
So there's a chain of trust.
The chain of trust.
Yeah. And why do you think that some people say cloud, oh, I can't do that. They immediately assume that the cloud isn't compliant, but when you dig around and you look at it, every time I talk to a customer about, oh, I need this compliance, I'm in Europe and I need that, it all seems to be here and it all seems to be handled. People just assume the cloud isn't secure. It seems like it's actually more secure than my own data center.
Well, that last comment about more secure than my own data center is a very interesting observation. Many of the enterprise customers I work with have shared that they come from environments that are very flat from an access standpoint, for example. Mm-hmm. And by moving certain workloads into the cloud, it's allowed them to undertake projects around identity and access, and also very granular role-based access for data level protections that might have taken them years to roll out in their enterprise infrastructure. But by rolling into the Azure environment, they're able to leverage our identity services to federate identity and implement good data protections simultaneously.
Yeah, that idea of the flat data center, I've worked in a lot of data centers, and 10 or 15 years ago, once you made it in the door and got the password that was written on the post-it note, you basically owned the data center.
That's correct. And in this instance, with our certifications for data level protection, for example, customers who are geographically obligated to protect data in a particular region are able to demonstrate that the data centers in which Azure is operating, in which their service is operating, meet a set of SOC standards and adhere to the EU model clause, for example, for data sovereignty purposes. Mm-hmm. In those instances, it's also possible for the customer to demonstrate that they maintain control over their data. They determined the access schema, they have logging, monitoring enabled, et cetera. And through the codification of the audit reports, which validate third parties have tested and attested to the audit covering the mm-hmm. capabilities Azure provides, the customer then is only subject to the areas where they're executing to demonstrate their end compliance.
I see. So then that means if I'm going to put together, say, a healthcare system, and it's entirely in Azure, then I can take all of those compliance and that applies to me. But if I decide to take my database and have it be on-premise, then I'm going to have to get compliance around that one piece.
That's correct. And in that scenario, if you were a health services provider and you outsourced your billing, for example,
sure.
You would also require your billing services provider, whether it's accounts receivable or accounts payable, to attest to their end compliance of their environment and their operations.
Do I have to get my application that I run in Azure set up and looked at for compliance as well? Maybe I have Azure's compliant, but my application is poorly written.
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. So an example where this comes into play is PCI for payment card industry. Mm. The payment card industry requires a certification of a CDE or cardholder data environment. The cardholder data environment essentially includes all of the systems and all of the services that are in place end-to-end mm-hmm. across the system. It includes the entire data flow from the beginning of the transaction through processing, storage, et cetera. In the PCI scenario, the elements of Azure that support the cardholder data environment mm-hmm. would refer to our PCI accreditation. But for customers who need their own accreditation or attestation of compliance, they would inherit our PCI attestation of compliance and then have to pursue the certification of the system on their own.
I see, for those pieces that they wrote.
That's correct.
So they're not taking credit card data and putting it in a text file.
That's correct.
Obvious things like that.
That's correct.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
We're learning all about compliance and security here on Azure Friday. Thank you.